From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. releases Osama bin Laden's papers. The documents were recovered during the raid in Pakistan that killed the al-Qaeda leader. Bin Laden's final years were said to have been haunted by his fears about the advanced technology used to hunt him down. To his family, he issued ever more detailed instructions as to how they were to avoid leading U.S. agents to him. President Barack Obama said Wednesday that global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president spoke to graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. The Islamic State has apparently captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces had withdrawn from nearly the entire city by late Wednesday after heavy fighting. The capture raises fears of another wave of destruction of irreplaceable historic artifacts. Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. One officer was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third term. A Burundian army captain told the Associated Press the soldier was with a group of troops trying to stop the police from firing at stone-throwing demonstrators. Meanwhile, President Nkurunziza signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He also said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties, that for illegally colluding to manipulate prices in currency exchanges. Four of the banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland, admitted violating antitrust laws. The fifth, UBS, faces penalties for manipulating a key interest rate. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank appear unlikely to raise the key interest rate in June, as some analysts had expected. Notes from the most recent meeting at the Fed shows officials trying to make sense of disappointing economic data that show the economy is growing more slowly than expected and that inflation remains lower than they consider ideal. China's heyday as the world's factory is fading as labor costs rise in China and as it looks to shift away from relying too heavily on exports. We get more from Bill Ai.
UN Secretary General.
Made in China 2025 aims to address what a report on the topic that was issued this week calls the huge gaps that exist between China and advanced industrial nations and the reality that the country can no longer rely on low-end manufacturing and exports to fuel its massive economy. It also aims to move China higher up the manufacturing chain by focusing more on innovation and cutting-edge technology, outlining 10 key sectors where the country hopes to make advances over the next decade, from information technology to new energy vehicles, robotics, and high-tech ships. Bill Eide, Beijing.
Russia's foreign minister is criticizing the United States for participating in Ukraine's affairs, quoting now, not always in a constructive way, end of quote. Addressing the Federation Council, the upper chamber of Russia's parliament, Sergei Lavrov said he hopes the U.S. convinces Ukrainian authorities to strictly adhere to the latest Minsk ceasefire agreement and avoid violence. Lavrov condemned what he called radical forces in Kiev and other capitals and warned that any provocation to, in his words, further escalate the conflict would have, again quoting, terrible consequences for both Ukraine and the entire European security system. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, told a BBC interviewer that Ukraine is in a war with Russia and not just with pro-Russian separatists. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.